Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
617-779-7937, hour number two. Mark After Dark here on WEEI. Thank you, everybody, for hanging in there. We're having some issues tonight with our phones. So if you call in and you the producer can't hear you, the call screener can't hear you, we're having issues with the phones. So, but there are people on hold, but just FYI, keep trying for what it's worth. Sean in Idaho, thanks for holding. You're up next.
Hello. Yeah. And good evening, Mark. Hey. First off, for you and the producer, thanks for taking my call on what has been a very sad 24 hours for all of us. For me, well, you know, it's kind of, when you think about it, we all can remember times where we were when something bad happened, like when JFK was assassinated, RFK, John Lennon. You know, that was before my time. You know, a couple real sad, tragic losses that we've had that the world had to suffer. I remember I was 10 when Princess Diana, the car accident that happened there, John F. Kennedy Jr. I mean, remember that one,
yep,
everybody?
I do.
Come on.
I think the things that stand out, like 9/11 to me, when the Patriots won their first Super Bowl, when the Patriots lost the first time the Giants, and Kobe Bryant. I mean, this is up there.
Yeah, this is definitely up there indeed. I mean, yesterday what I was doing was, I was kind of resting. I wasn't, feeling necessarily well. The back of my neck has got a little bit of pain. It's better though. Hopefully it'll be okay. But anyway, I was listening to music and then I was on my Twitter and then all of a sudden it lights up like a Christmas tree and I'm looking at it and I was like, please tell me this is a bad taste of a joke. And I just broke down and wept. I mean, anybody should do it. I mean, grief is a big thing. I mean, there's a saying, everybody, ladies and gentlemen, that men do not cry. Well, men do cry. I mean, this was a real, real shock. It was a real blow. And my thoughts, prayers, and sympathies and condolences go out to Kobe Bryant, his family, all the other families that lost loved ones during this difficult time. And to me, I was honored, Mark, to be a part of what, as a fan, I'm a huge Celtics fan, and to finally have a part of being, I was 21 when the Celtics and the Lakers played in 08, and I was so excited. I was like, I wasn't alive for Bird and Magic, but, to see the big three go up against Kobe and Lamar Odom and Gasol, I was happy the Celtics obviously won in 6 games. But to me, buddy, and everybody listening in, this is a time to put the Celtic-Laker rivalry way, way off, way to the side because, and I got to say this too, this is about the hardest thing that's happened for, this rivalry between the Celtics and the Lakers, I would say, since Magic announced that he had the HIV AIDS, which really broke down Larry Bird and just made him emotionally teared up. And don't forget, we Celtic fans have suffered 2 tragedies in our lifetime with what happened with
Lenny Bias and Reggie Lewis.
Reggie Lewis. Amen.
Sean, I appreciate the phone call. 617-779-7937. I mean, it's gripping. There's no question. It is. This is something that just makes you like, and listen, I don't condone what happened in Vail, Colorado. I don't. And if Kobe was truly innocent of what he claims he was innocent, then you don't pay anyone in a civil lawsuit in an undisclosed settlement if you're truly innocent. I believe whatever that girl claimed. Now, granted, you can talk about her motives, her credibility, whatever. But something bad, something untoward, something inexcusable and completely reprehensible happened in Vail, Colorado. And I think at that point, Kobe probably, that was in 2003, coming off 3 straight titles. What was he, 24 years old at the time? He just thought he was invincible. thought he could get away with anything with anyone. And he didn't. But that doesn't define his life, in my opinion. It's inexcusable. The one thing that I did hear somebody today say is that, you know, people want to model their life after Kobe Bryant. It's like, well, I don't know about the whole movie. I would say, yeah, I would say probably the first 18 years and maybe the last 10. Sure. I don't know about the middle, because there's some parts in there I wouldn't want to model my life after him and what happened in Vail, Colorado. So let's not, like, you know, you say, now, great father, would do anything. And I think the thing that really, no matter what your feelings are about Kobe Bryant, his 13-year-old daughter is no longer alive. And that is the worst part of all this. And the other victims that were on that plane, aside from he and his daughter, 7 other victims. But his 13-year-old daughter, no longer alive. That is, that's something that just got to break you up, no matter, you know, what the heck you think of Kobe in his career as a player. But that's something that's just awful. All right, let's go to Shane's up next in Maine. What's up, Shane?
Hey, what's happening?
Hey.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call. I don't usually call in. I'm riding around here at night. I have some errands to do after work. You know, I'm a big Boston sports fan. I love all the football, baseball, basketball. And I saw Kobe play, and he was great. I mean, if you're a true sports fan, you have to, you know, you have to just, no matter what team they play for, if they're good, you gotta be, you know, you gotta say, wow. My big problem with this whole thing, I mean, obviously it's a terrible tragedy, and his, you know, daughter died, and like you said, all the other people on that helicopter. But to me, the news outlet yesterday, you know, I was listening to one, and one of the first thing they brought up was Colorado. Come on. That's classless.
Yeah, but people, when you're going to measure when you're going to talk about the totality of someone's life, I guess a lot of people feel as though that you can't, you know, just, you know, not bring that up. I mean, like that, you can't omit that.
I get it, but I mean, that soon? I mean, they haven't even checked the rescue people up there yet, you know?
I got you. No, you're right.
And the other thing I have a problem with, and I'm probably going to get a lot of flack from a lot of women about this, you know, these athletes, they make a lot of money, and they put themselves in situations probably sometimes they shouldn't. But, you know, truly, if something is, if a woman feels like something was done wrong to them, and they want to bring it to court, or bring it to whatever, or bring it to light, then take it to court, prove it in court, and then if the guy's really guilty of doing it, let him serve his time. If you take a payoff, in my book, you lose all your credibility. You're just out for money. If it, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but sometimes I guess what, if I'm not mistaken, that she didn't want her name to get out, and I think Kobe's attorneys mentioned her name during the trial. So once they mentioned her name, she was just like, no, I'm just going to go civil. So she did press charge, you know. So like, you know, and at that time, don't forget, Facebook wasn't around in 2003. Neither was Twitter or Instagram or Snapchat. So a lot of these things weren't even around then, you know.
Right.
You know. Right. Go ahead. Say the other thing you wanted to say.
Yeah, in any case, it's just a terrible tragedy, it doesn't matter whether you're a big sports figure or anything, and to have that happen. But, you know, I feel bad, obviously, for his family, his other daughters, his wife, and all the people on the helicopter. I mean, it's just one of those, it's terrible. And I love EEI. I listen to it all the time. It's the only station my truck's tuned to. So you guys are awesome.
All right.
Have a good one.
All right. Thank you, Shane. I appreciate it. By the way, there's a guy who's called in tonight like 18 times. And he gets on hold, and then he hangs up. Glenn in Stoneham. Glenn, if you're going to call in, be prepared to hold just a little bit, dude. Like, it's this is not a McDonald's drive-thru. You know, we're not, you know, it doesn't happen that quick, okay? Like, dude, like, I've seen this name pop up on the screen like 18 times. You want to call in, fine, hold. If you don't want to call in, then don't. Like, but don't keep calling in and hang up. Otherwise, just ignore your calls. In terms of the helicopter thing, I don't trust crop dusters. I don't trust helicopters. I don't trust any of that stuff. But Kobe actually brought up why he's used helicopters for a long time.
You know, after school activities, all that fun stuff, even on weekends. But then traffic started getting really, really bad. Right. And I was sitting in traffic and I wound up missing like a school play because mm-hmm. I was sitting in traffic and this thing just kept mounting. I had to figure out a way where I could still train and focus on the craft, but still not compromise family time. Mm. And so that's when I looked into helicopters and be able to get down and back in 15 minutes. Mm. And that's when it started. And so my routine was always the same. Weights early in the morning, kids to school, fly down, practice like crazy, do my extra work, media, everything I needed to do. Fly back, get back in carpool line, pick the kids up. And my wife was like, listen, I can pick them up. I'm like, no. I want to do that because, mm-hmm. like, you know, you have road trips and times where you don't see your right. kids, man, right. you know? So, like, every chance I get to see them and spend time with them, even if it's 20 minutes in your car, like, I want that.
Think about when Kobe Bryant retired. He's 37 years old. He came in the NBA at 17. He played 20 years. So he was an NBA player longer than he was alive prior to that. He was 20 years as an NBA player, 17 years growing up, graduating from high school. I mean, even today, he was an NBA player longer than he was anything else he did in his life. That's unbelievable when you think about it. 617-779-7937 to chime in on that. Got off the air yesterday, and I'm like, the first thing you think of, you're like, wow, imagine if this thing had dropped while we were still on the air. NFL Sunday would have became Kobe Sunday. And this is just one of those shocking things that I'll always remember where I was when this or that happened. And the Kobe thing was like, holy crap. And I knew when TMZ reported it that it was real. He was dead. Because they don't get that wrong. Like TMZ, you can say what you want, what you will. And I know they have this reputation for being sort of the modern day Inquirer. But when it comes to deaths, when it comes to arrests, especially in sports, and this is where things changed for them. In November 2009, Thanksgiving weekend, the Tiger Woods incident with his ex-wife, Elin. When they got so much traffic and hits on this, they decide to open up TMZ Sports after that. So, they know what they're doing. They really do. 617-779-7937. Blair in Maine. What's up, Blair?
Man. Could this really get any worse?
No, Blair.
Yeah, it couldn't. There's 9 people total, and I couldn't believe it because I used to live in Southern California in Rancho Santa Margarita, California. I see that the 13-year-old daughter and the head coach of baseball coach of Orange Coast College baseball coach died with it, and I'm like, and then I see Kobe when he died after the plane crashed and his 13-year-old daughter and this whole thing went down. I was like, why couldn't he drive
Blair, you just listened to the soundbite we just played. Dude, LA traffic is a mother. It couldn't have,
yeah, I know,
you know,
know.
The thing is the one thing I think people can learn from this: don't get in a helicopter when there's a lot of fog is not your friend if you're in a helicopter.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, that I know. That's what they're saying. There's a lot of fog,
and apparently
to drive. Even if there's traffic, you could prevent it by driving.
Yeah, but they probably wouldn't have made the game in time, Blair.
Real quick, I put R.I.P. Kobe on all my basketball shoes already.
Wow.
I really love that guy. Yeah, it's all over my basketball shoes. Both pairs.
I'm sure. Yep. The Bryan family will definitely be appreciative of that, Blair. 617-779-7937. The one thing to sort of, like, if you want to put this in context, Kobe Bryant lived more in 41 years than most people would in 10 lifetimes. Like, so I don't look at the quantity of years in his life as the quality of the life in the years that he lived. So Kobe, as though your heart breaks that someone, you know, so young passed away, I, you know, for the children that are on, were in that helicopter, his daughter Gianna and her best friend who was on her team, those are the ones that, man, like Kobe, even though way too young, 41, way too young, there's no doubt, but you think about what he did in his 41 years on this earth, okay? I mean, and I'm just asking you, and you tell me, would you have taken that deal? If you had to make a deal with the devil, would you have taken that deal that you're going to be one of the greatest players in NBA history, you're going to be a cultural icon, you're going to win 5 world titles, an MVP, 2 finals MVPs, have a beautiful wife, live a life that most 99.999% of society cannot comprehend, but you're going to be gone at 41. Most people would take that bet. Brian, you're nodding your head up and down. Would you take that deal?
Well, yeah, like you said, it's all about quality of life.
Quality of life.
How many people live into their 80s and 90s but never accomplished what they wanted to do?
Nothing.
Took the risks that they wanted
nothing.
To take.
Nothing. That's what I'm saying. I mean, don't give me... Listen, I mean, yes. And I'm sure, you know, we'll never know this, but Kobe would love to be alive to raise his 4 daughters, you know, but he lived a life, man. It's the quality. Sometimes it's the quality of life in the years, not the quantity of years in the life.
And he had a great second career.
He did.
That he was embarking on as well.
Like my grandmother died at 70, just short of 70. And someone, you know, said that, you know, and I'll never forget that, is that, hey, look at her quality of years in the life, not the quantity. Quality of life in the years, not the quantity of years in the life. Would you take that deal? I don't know. 41's really young. You know, 41's really young. But his legacy, you know, as a player, as an icon, I mean, it's... Now, I wouldn't want to be Tupac or Biggie and be dead before 30. I'm not saying that, but, you know, I mean, think about that, man. That's a hell of a life he had. That's a hell of a life, you know? I mean, I'm not saying I want to die. I'm just saying that you start to consider. You start to think, well, you know? I mean, you're going to give me, I'm going to be one of the top 5 to 6 greatest players in the history of basketball. I'm going to be a cultural icon. Yes, I'm going to go through some adversity, but I'm going to have a beautiful wife, 4 amazing all-American daughters. It's when you think about it, it's sort of like, well, you know, you it's the pros versus the cons, but it's all going to end. It's all going to end at 41. I don't know. I mean, it's something to think about. It's certainly something to think about. 617-779-7937 is the number to get in. If you can forget about your love for the Celtics and your hatred for the Lakers, just your thoughts on Kobe. And like I said, I have a friend who grew up in LA, and I said, what is it like out there? He goes, well, let me put it in a context for you. Imagine if this was Tom Brady. What would Boston and New England go through right now? I'm like, if that was Tom Brady, I'm not even saying this to be hyperbolic, I would probably be losing my mind right now. Like, literally. So that I can only imagine what people in LA, you know, and the fact of the matter is that, you know, like most of these people probably never even met Kobe, never even met him. But that's the connection and impact. Like when Paul Walker died. Yeah. People were not like this, not the connection that you have to the athletes. Like nobody will ever be bigger here than or better than Tom Brady. Nobody ever. But like when he said that to me, I said, yeah, you're right. Kobe was that guy to L.A., Southern California, and probably all of California prior to the last 6 years of the Golden State Warriors run. Kobe was that guy. He was that guy. All right, I'll get back to your phone calls. Now it's time for trending.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at LinkedIn.com/decide. That's LinkedIn.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Mark James on WEEI.
One of the guys that probably broke the hearts of the Celtics more than anybody that's ever played. And in his last year, our guys were all sneaking around, getting his shoes signed and everything else, just like everybody else, right? And, you know, I know a lot of our staff did too. You know, like, it's so sad. And my first memory of Kobe was his dad recruited my best friend in high school. You know, Kobe was just a kid playing open gym with him, and he was... My best friend came back and just told me, I just played with the best 16-year-old I ever saw. So he's right.
Brad Stevens on Kobe Bryant's death. It's still surreal, folks. It's surreal. It's like, did that really have you wonder? I mean, for me, and if you're just tuning in, I mentioned like what I went through. You know, I was in school at the University of Miami, and I was down there. I was there living in Miami for almost 5 years, but when Sean Taylor was shot and then unfortunately killed Thanksgiving weekend 2007, Miami and the whole thing was a mess. It was just like, and the NFL really, along with Daniel Snyder and the Redskins, they paid tribute to Sean Taylor and honored him better than, and that to me was something that really hit home. But it hits home because I watched Kobe. I remember him going back to high school. I remember him the McDonald's All-American game, everything he did. And, you know, I didn't like him. I respected the hell out of his game and admired his fearlessness, his fire, intensity, his balls of steel. I admired all that. I think the one time I really rooted for Kobe after the Celtics beat him in the 2008 NBA Finals was when we had to root for him when he was part of the Redeem Team that had to get the gold back for the United States of America with LeBron, Dwayne Wade, Chris Paul, Carmelo, Carlos Boozer might have been on that team, Deron Williams was on that team, Dwight Howard. And I actually rooted like that. And Kobe was huge in that, you know, and I'm like, well, I got to root for him now because he's representing the United States of America. But it's a sad day. Your thoughts and overall, 617-779-7937, Greg and Woburn. What's up, Greg? Greg, 3, 2, 1, don't fall asleep at the wheel. Ron in Medford. What's up, Ron?
Hey, how you doing? I'm actually calling because of the reference you made as to, you know, would you have made the deal with the devil and lived to 41 and lived his life? And, you know, for me personally, I couldn't do it. I mean, he's never going to see his kids grow up. And
Ron, fair enough. And that's an unfair, but a lot of people would. That's the thing. A lot of people. But let me ask you this. If he didn't have any kids, would you take the deal?
Are you kidding me? I'd take the deal. I mean, I would have took if I had no kids.
No kids.
And then I would if I only was going to live to 41, I wouldn't be married. I would be just I'd have a woman in every port.
Right. No, no kids. No kids and you just were absolutely. you would have take the deal.
Are you kidding me? Knowing that you'd be in the NBA right out of high school and be this international star?
Yeah.
And for 41 years. I mean, you know, as the clock started winding down, I'd be a little bummed. But, you know, I mean, he's living a life that only you or I or any other guy who's working for a living can dream of.
Right.
You know, I mean, I can, you know, the thing that bothers me the most, though, I got to tell you, I got five kids. I've been with my wife 30 years. And the thing that bothers me the most is just wondering what those last terrifying moments must have been.
That's what I was wondering.
When that cop is going out of control.
Right.
And the kids are screaming. I mean, imagine the horror these people went through. You know, it's not like a heart attack. Boom, you get a heart attack, you're unconscious.
Right.
Like, they knew that this was...
Right.
They must have known it was going to happen, right?
Well, I mean, especially when they were trying to climb the hill and they just started going. I don't know what the time, but it's like, it's like that. And that here's the thing, man. That's the immediate. Yep. That's the immediacy, Ron, of death. That it does. You know, there's no real, you know, way that like where it just sort of he passed away peacefully in his sleep or yep. like that to me is like what you just said is that. Like he didn't wake up yesterday morning thinking that we're going to get in this helicopter today and we're going to die.
Right.
You know?
Hey, there's a video on Facebook that I saw. I don't know if it's legitimate or isn't, but it depicts a helicopter and you can hear the engine sputtering and it goes into a crazy spin. And I don't know if that's valid or somebody just posted it on there, but you know I don't know if that video actually exists, but somebody posted it and the helicopter is just spiraling out of control and it must have been horrifying.
That's the thing is like I don't even think and I'm like but what you just mentioned, Ron, and you really just what you just said to me and how you described it, that really hit home with me, man. That like the thought of that, Ron. And you know that the thing about it is that I hope that it was just happened so fast that they didn't even have time to think about like it just like where you almost hope it was painless as possible. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you can only pray because you know something. His daughter's 13.
That's
these
what
are
I mean.
Babies.
I know.
I mean, imagine there must have been so much fun. Imagine her best friend, this little girl, is boarding a helicopter with this legendary figure, and she's lucky enough to have his daughter as her best friend.
Yeah.
I mean, what was supposed to be this wonderful family. I just wanted to mention one other thing, too. The thing that bothers me also, because I have five kids and I've got grandchildren now, when you see Kobe courtside with his daughter, I heard a lot of the players say that he was really at peace, really comfortable in his own skin. You know, he didn't have to get out on that court and be that viper anymore. He could just enjoy his kids, enjoy his family. And he really looked like he was really enjoying this second half. And to see it end like that way, especially taking one of his children, I can't imagine what his life's going through.
No, I know. And your heart breaks for her and her three surviving daughters that Jesus, man, nobody should go through something like this. No parent should ever outlive their children or child. Never. None. And I just... For Vanessa, you know, wow. It really puts life in perspective that we, you know, we look at, hey, you know, the Pats didn't go to their fourth straight Super Bowl. What the bleep? What the hell happened? Frickin' Belichick didn't surround Brady with enough time. You know what? in the grand, and listen, I'm saying this as a lifelong diehard sports fan. It's not life or death. Vanessa Bryant's going to have to wake up tomorrow, the day after, next week, next month, next year, for the rest of her life. It's going to be without her soulmate, the father of her children. I mean, that's gut-wrenching. I mean, I feel for her, and only as a human. Like I said, the Celtics-Lakers thing only goes so far, and you know, when Bird and Magic became friends, it's like, okay, well, when you play against each other and you're going against each other, you can hate them all you want, but when you realize afterwards, like, here's another thing, too. Like, I'm old enough, I remember when Magic announced that he had HIV. And then 4 years later, Kobe Bryant came straight out of high school and was drafted by the Lakers. About 4.5 years later, imagine if someone said to me in June of 96 on draft night that Magic Johnson would end up outliving Kobe Bryant. Magic Johnson, who still had HIV and we thought was just this terminal disease, and Magic's healthier than you and me. You just never know, man. You never know. And you know the other thing, too, which gets me, and I don't want to get all religious here or whatever, but they always say, you know, God's plan. Like, and I'm not blaming God for this, so don't go there. I'm not going there. But that's some warped plan, you know, to lose nine people and the girls, the young kids on that helicopter. I don't know what plan that is, but I don't like it. And you know what's unfair? And I thought this too when Sean Taylor died. I was so depressed. I was so angry at the world. And I said, you know all the scumbags that are in this world right now? You know, it's like, how unfair is it that Kobe Bryant, his 13-year-old daughter, and the other seven victims are no longer with us, but Jerry Sandusky is still alive right now in a Pennsylvania state prison? You know, like, you know, take him. Get rid of that scum and waste of sperm. Take him away. Go ahead, guy. Like, take him away. I'm surprised jailhouse justice hasn't taken him away yet. You know, how did that, you know, like it did Jeffrey Epstein. Like, what, you know, Jeff, you know, like, oh my God, Jerry Sandusky's still alive. And unfortunately, you know, you had someone who, you know, it's not just Kobe I'm thinking of too. Those nine victims are dead, and yet Jerry Sandusky's still alive. But that just goes to show you, folks, you know what? Life is unfair. It doesn't make sense. And I think about things like that. I'm like, how is, you know, this one person who is like the lowest, like, he's not even a form of human life, a pedophile, that you can't get any worse than a pedophile, okay? You know, there's nothing worse than that in this world. And that guy's still alive. And not to mention him, there's others out there that are still alive. Doesn't make sense to me. I don't know. It's not a religious thing. It just doesn't make sense at all. All right, Jeff in Belchertown, Johnny in San Diego, Ray in Norwich, Connecticut, Mike in East Boston, Scott in Norwich. Don't go anywhere. 617-779-7937. It's just, it's unbelievable. There was actually an interesting text that someone that just texted in was saying, I was thinking about when David Ortiz was shot. How would it have been around here if he didn't survive that night? I think, yeah. And like I said, my friend in L.A. who grew up there goes, imagine if this was Tom Brady. Like, yeah, that's a good point. David Ortiz, Tom Brady, like, just imagine what this region would be reeling over right now on a guy who meant so much, well beyond the scoreboard of winning world titles. Just imagine that. All right, nothing but your phone calls. Midnight Express coming up in about 14 minutes right here on Mark After Dark, WEEI.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
This is Mark James on WEEI.
Do you think your daughter might want to play in the WNBA?
She does, for sure.
She does?
I don't, I mean, this kid, man.
Wouldn't that be great?
Dude, man, I'm telling you. The best thing that happens is when we go out and fans will come up to me and she'll be standing next to me and they'll be like, hey, you got to have a boy. You and V got to have a boy, man. You have somebody carry on the tradition, the legacy. She's like, oh, I got this. You know, boy for that, I got you. Like, that's right. Yes, you do. You got this.
Six one seven 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 nine seven ninety three seven is the number to get in. Jeff in Belchertown, thanks for holding. What's up, Jeff?
Mark with a C.
Hey.
From the 413 calling in.
That's right. Mark with a C from the 413. You are correct, sir. That's a good one. I never used that one before, but I might take that
you might want to start. Throw it on an intro.
Yep, you got it.
So, you know, just as an athlete, as a, you know, father, thinking about trading 41 years,
mm-hmm.
being a talent that Kobe was, I don't think I could ever trade 41 years the gift that he had to bring that talent for the next 40 years of his life. As a coach now, coaching my son, coaching kids, I don't think that you could ever trade 41 years when you have that kind of talent. I'm a mediocre player, played every sport, but can you give up 41 years for 80 years of knowledge? I don't think you could ever do that.
Yeah, and I think the thing where I sort of like modified it a little bit, I said take away if he was didn't have any kids.
Yeah, I heard the call with Ron, and I heard that, and it's just tough to take that away.
I know.
When you're a father, when you're a parent, when you're out on the ice or you're out on the court, and you're coaching these kids, you can never give that up for a short period of time, for a little bit of fame, for a little bit of money. There's nothing better when you see a 5, 6, 7-year-old kid smiling at you. You know, after they scored a goal, after they scored a bucket, coming mm-hmm. back to you and looking at you as a coach, there's no price you could ever put on that. Knowing that you've touched, you know, a child and helped them along the way, you can't put a price on it. So money, fame, it doesn't matter. It's about teaching the children. It's about, you know, God bless all the children that were on that helicopter.
Yeah.
It's a tragic thing, you know, but at the end of the day, I don't think you could ever trade.
Yeah, I got you.
41 years.
I got you. No, I know where you're coming from, especially as a, like, and I can only imagine as a parent, certainly. You take the kids away, though. Yeah, it's something you have to think about. It's a hell of a life if you don't have kids, you know, just to live that life, but knowing that it's going to end so young at the age of 41. But everything that he accomplished and doing it, and it's an interesting thing to talk about. But overall, your thoughts on Kobe Bryant and even out here in Celtic land, what he might, I mean, just his passing. It's just one of those things that you could have told me that we were going, you know, World War III was starting yesterday at 2:30. And I would have believed that before. I would have believed that Kobe Bryant would have died in a helicopter crash. I would have believed anything at all. I would have believed that, I'm not even kidding. I would have believed that Tom Brady, if TMZ had released that Tom Brady was retiring tomorrow, I mean, or yesterday, that he was going to retire, I would have believed that over Kobe Bryant dying in a helicopter crash. I'm serious. I'm totally serious. I just, it's unfathomable. Johnny's up next in San Diego. What's up, Johnny?
Hey, I moved out here, I guess, during the heyday back in 2000 of the Lakers, at least one of their heydays,
yep.
Part of Kobe's heyday. And it was incredible to me how huge the Lakers were even down here in San Diego. With people with flags on their cars and everything, I imagine that's how the Pats are like there. Like I said, I've been out here since 2000, still a Boston fan, but never was there for any of the celebrations for the Boston teams, unfortunately. But I never liked Kobe. I never liked the Lakers, but I respected him. And although in 2003, I didn't quite believe what had happened with him in Denver. But I recognize that as human beings, we are flawed. And I'm not perfect and nobody's perfect. And hopefully he, made good on what had happened there. And ultimately now, since he has been taken away from us, he'll find out. I think it's a big loss in the sports world. And I didn't really think that I would react this way to somebody on the Lakers being.
And that's my thing too, yeah. Johnny. I'm there with you right there. Like, I didn't think this would, but just watching all this outpouring of support and how like this completely comprised anything that, and everything that's been on TV over the course of the last, 30 something hours, everything like has been Kobe, every news channel, everything, the Grammys, for crying out loud.
And I was listening to national podcast yesterday, and I was hearing Steve Hartman, lose it on the air, on national Fox sport broadcast. And it brought me back to when Reggie Lewis had died, back, in the 90s. I was listening to that, coverage, when I was living in Minneapolis back then, and that kind of, hit me really hard when Reggie Lewis passed away. But like I said, I never felt I would feel like this way about a Laker. Just one thing quickly, there's a good article on that he was in ESPN, the magazine, way back when Kobe tried out for the Celtics in 96. I recommend everybody take a look at that, because Red Auerbach says, I really like this kid. And he left it up to ML Carr as to who he was going to draft.
Yeah, right. And by the way, Antoine Walker was not a bad pick. And at that time, he was a better player than Kobe Bryant. He had an NBA body already. Twan was a great NBA, was a very good NBA player for a while, made some All-Star games, ended up winning a title with the Heat. Like, that wasn't a bad pick, but yeah, kudos to Jerry West, or kudos really to the Charlotte Hornets general manager. What I didn't like about Kobe as soon as he came in the league, when Charlotte drafted him, he's like, nah, this isn't big enough for me. I need to be in a big market. And he pulled in Eli, and he forced the trade to the Lakers. That's what I didn't like about him right from the jump. I didn't like about him, and I thought he was too Hollywood. Ray's up in Norwich. What's up, Ray?
Yeah, how's it going, man? I just wanted to let the guy know who's seen the helicopters spinning out on the internet. That's not true. That wasn't the Kobe one. Everybody's seen that video, and we thought, wow. But I just wanted to let him know that's not
right.
The right video. And just my theory, I don't believe that it was an actual spin out for the helicopter. You know, we all hearing that it was too foggy to see.
Mm-hmm.
So just my theory, I'm thinking that he couldn't really see flying, and they ran into somewhat a mountain. You know, when you look at it, you can see there's a big mountain, you know, a big mountain that they're sitting on. I don't believe, and when you hear the pilot talking, they're trying to tell him that he's still too low.
Right.
So just my
theory. By the way, we actually have that, don't we, Brian? We have that audio right here of let's play that.
Right.
The ATC.
So I don't believe it was a big scary moment for them.
Well,
I just believe it was a fast, you know, 1 minute, you know, we're probably talking, and the next minute, boom, we hit. You know, I don't think it was this big scary, you know, spinning out and lost control.
All right, Ray, here's the audio we have. Here it is. Just hold on. Here we go.
Tower 42 Echo, X-ray. Can we start, go ahead and start turning to the southwest coast to 1-1?
2 Echo, X-ray. You're still too low level for flight following at this time. 2 Echo, X-ray. What is the intention? 2 Echo, X-ray. You're still too low level for flight following at this time.
Fairbank helicopter 72 Echo X-ray Sikorsky helicopter approaching the zoo for the 101 westbound transition 800.
November 72 Echo X-ray Burbank Tower, Burbank altimeter 3019 Burbank Class Charlie surface area is IFR, say intentions.
If we can maintain special VFR, asking for special VFR transition on the 101 westbound 2 Echo X-ray.
November 2 Echo X-ray hold outside Burbank Class Charlie airspace. I have an aircraft going around.
Huh. Wow.
Right. Wow.
Okay. Okay, so that you know what that tells me though, by listening to that there it was a like they knew that like there that like when someone called in I think from Medford, Ron from Medford, Kobe, you know, when they were going down, can you imagine those last moments when he knew he was going down?
I I don't believe it turned into a thing of we know we're going down. To me, like when you look at it, it's like they were so low that they're running into something.
Oh, okay. So you don't think it just was like one of those sudden things, boom, that like they
right when you're driving in fog, you know, you're looking at the
right,
ground, you
right,
can't really see in
right,
front of you.
Yeah.
So with them in the helicopter, I don't believe he can see in front of him. He could just look down towards grassy area. And, you know, before you know it, it might have been clear to the pilot at the last second. But, I mean, you know, either way, I mean, it's still tragic. But I don't believe it was this big, scary moment and everybody screaming. I mean, who knows, you know, who knows? I'm just going off of what I heard and how I see it and the fog. And to me, it just seems like they're just running head on into something that they had no clue that they was even going to hit.
Yep. Hey, we just someone texted in. I can't really text you back. I'm a pilot with Delta Airlines in the Air Force Reserve. Should I call in from the 603? Absolutely. You'll go to the front of the line. Just call in. Call in. I want to hear from you. So that's from the 603 who just texted in. And he also texted in a flight following is not a clearance to fly via instruments. It's a service provided by air traffic control to advise aircraft flying under visual flight rules of other airborne traffic that may be near them or become a conflict. The controller is telling the helicopter he's too low to pick up on radar and they cannot provide the flight following service. Please call in. I'd like to hear from you because you certainly you can articulate that much better than I can because you're a professional. I might be a professional sports talk host, but not when it comes to doing what you do. That's what I understood, too. They were too low. I mean, and they haven't completely finished this investigation yet. Why were you flying when it was foggy out? That's like, you know, like, I mean, get up earlier and take a car, like get a car service, rent a bus, like rent a cruiser.
Don't walk in a dark alley at 3 a.m. and don't fly a helicopter in fog.
Right. Like, what were they like? You know what I mean? There's certain things that, okay, if there was any chance of being foggy out, and there was, well, get up really early in the morning. Kobe, I think you can afford to rent a cruiser and have someone drive everybody to, I know it's longer, but you'd still be here right now. That's the thing. I know hindsight's always 20/20, but good God. 617-779-7937 is the number to get in. 617-779-7937. Someone just said, I'm taking helicopter rides off my bucket list. Yes. You know what? I was going to go out one time with his girl, and I was going to arrange for a helicopter ride around Orlando for like, I don't know, a half hour. And that wasn't cheap, but I was just going to do it. And we didn't do it. We didn't do the helicopter ride. That didn't come off right. The other things, that's for another show. I didn't end up paying for the helicopter ride. I'm so thankful that I didn't. Any crop dusters, helicopters, those things just scare the hell out of me, man. I'll put my life in the hands of the friendly skies when it comes to Delta, American, Southwest, what have you, but JetBlue, but not these. These helicopters, I'm just not doing it, man. I'm not doing it. Want to chime in on that. Tom Brady texted Jimmy G something. We'll tell you about that. Tom Brady's idol had some advice on what he should do. We'll tell you what Joe Montana advice is for Tom Brady about whether or not he should stay in New England. 617-779-7937.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly.